Normal's mayoral challenger says the current administration squelches opposing views. And now he's pointing to an Open Meetings Act violation to back up that claim.
His approach is divisive. It has been exclusionary. Voices that dissent are squashed.
That's Mark Tiratilli. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Wednesday, March 17th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the Illinois Attorney General's office ruling that the town of Normal violated the Open Meetings Act last year. Charlie Schlenker reports the case is also an issue in the race for mayor.
The town council prevented Mark Tiratilli from offering public comment last September about Connect Transit. At the time, town rules required public comment to be about an agenda item. Tiratilli said Connect Transit's service was related to an item about an appointment to the Connect Transit board. Tiratilli's now running for mayor and has criticized the administration for squelching opposition. Tiratilli filed a complaint with the attorney general, which has now ruled on the issue. The town attorney argued the council didn't have to let Tiratilli talk because the relevant section of the law on the right of citizens to address public officials didn't specifically say at meetings. Senior Assistant Attorney General Edie Steinberg says that's not reasonable. Steinberg writes in the ruling that given that the public body itself can discuss matters not specifically on the agenda, a rule that would prohibit members of the public from doing the same thing impermissibly restricts the right to public comment. A month after the September meeting and before the ruling, the town changed its rules to allow comment on germane issues before the town council. Steinberg says that's good enough and the state doesn't need the town to do more. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here are some other stories we're following the WGLT newsroom. More than 50,000 COVID vaccines have been put into people's arms in McLean County, while nearly 11% of residents have received both doses. The county's testing positivity rate, though, is also on the rise, up now to 2.8%. It's the highest it's been in 3 weeks. District 87 school board candidate John Reed has formally withdrawn from the race after past offensive social media posts came to light. That means any votes for Reed will be negated, and he cannot win a seat. Congressman Rodney Davies continues to criticize Governor J.B. Pritzker over his administration's handling of jobless claims. When asked if he's considering a run for governor in 2022, Davies said he would never say never. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Three months since the first doses of the COVID vaccine were administered in Illinois, the number of people who've received a shot far outnumbers those who've ever tested positive for the virus. Governor Pritzker sees a lot to be optimistic about a year into the pandemic, but IPR Statehouse editor Hannah Meisel started out asking the governor about his lowest moments in the past year.
I had two low moments that I can think of. That were, you know, lower than others, I should say. And they were both while we were heading up that mountain of cases and deaths and hospitalizations and, you know, people on ventilators. I remember a moment in maybe late March of last year when I realized that the federal government wasn't going to help. And that things were getting worse. And I think there was a moment in the midst of that when I felt some despair about the fact that no matter what I did at this moment, things weren't getting better, you know, that we were climbing that mountain. The same was true, perhaps even more so in October, as we were heading toward, you know, up the mountain again of these cases and deaths.
It's not just the health aspect of this pandemic, but it's the accompanying recession and mass unemployment in numbers that we haven't seen. Back in the summer, you replaced the ID director with Kristen Richards. But, you know, what can you point to and how can you say to average Illinoisans, like, we're doing the best we can?
Well, let me start by just recognizing that the day that you lose your job and in that, you know, those moments when you or unemployed. Those are some of the most difficult moments of people's lives. And we ought to get them their benefits as soon as humanly possible. And so, you know, when this pandemic hit and we got, you know, 10 times the number of applications for unemployment benefits that even were received during the Great Recession, and the systems that hadn't been invested in for 20 years, really, in the state, and the numbers of people at IDES going down over those that time period, made it very challenging to deal with, you know, a once in a couple of centuries pandemic. So, you know, we've been investing in those systems and in people since the very beginning of the pandemic to try to catch up with what was just a deluge. That same deluge has hit every state in the United States, I might add, and every state still struggles with their unemployment system. The vast majority of people get their calls responded to or get their claims responded to immediately, whether it's online or whether they get their call answered.
In terms of the vaccine rollout, obviously you've said equity is a priority from the beginning. And, you know, you have recently launched a big PSA campaign. Education is one piece of it, but so is access. So why are we continuing to see Black and Latino residents lag behind white Illinoisans in vaccination numbers?
What I can tell you is that from the beginning here, and as we've tracked these numbers, a greater percentage of people of color are getting vaccinated than were before, because we've made sure that local public health departments are focused on equity and that we're sending doses to places where we know we can get a greater equity outcome in the numbers. So I feel good about the direction, but I won't feel good until really we're up to the numbers that we ought to be at for communities of color.
That was Governor J.B. Pritzker with IPR State House editor Hannah Meisel. Before we let you go, a reminder that early voting is now underway for everyone, Bloomington, Normal, wherever. Find times and locations on the County Clerk's or Bloomington Election Commission website. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at cira.com.